WTAW News time is 7:05. It's 53 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your full forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by GroundShuttle.com. Ground Shuttle offers frequent and reliable luxury shuttles between Bryan College Station and both Houston airports. Commute in comfort, GroundShuttle.com. Let us do the driving. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. Tonight, the Brazos Central Appraisal District attempts to get support to buy land and build new offices from the College Station City Council. That's after the Bryan City Council approved the request in a split vote after a lengthy debate earlier this week.
Mayor Jason Bayansky's motion to delay action for 30 days in a final attempt for BCAD to buy land owned by Brazos County that's already off the tax rolls failed on a 3-3 tie.
It's hurting Brazos County, the city of Bryan, and BISD. Many of y'all had a lot of things you want to pay for, that $80,000 a year that we're going to lose in tax revenue if there was another $3 or $4 million project there.
Rafael Pino is among those saying the county judge had enough time to work out the land sale to the appraisal district.
Now, that was 2 weeks that we had gave for the judge to come in and maybe offer a deal, but that didn't happen. So I think it's time just to approve this.
Voting with Pena supporting BCAN's proposal were Art Hughes, Mike Sutherland, and Al Sines. Bryan School Board approved the request last month, and the College Station School Board considers it next Tuesday. If the appraisal district gets all four to agree, it won't have to go before the county commission. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Bryan Animal Control officers have finished their investigation of a man being injured by two pit bulls. Animal Center Supervisor Julianne Burkhalter says the owners of the dogs were both issued citations for animal biting.
The dogs were at large at the time, which is why it was a violation that they bit at that time.
And the penalty for the citations?
That's set by the municipal court.
Burkhalter says both owners chose to have their dogs euthanized. Tests for rabies came back negative on both dogs. The start of this afternoon's College Station City Council workshop will be checking out the fire department's new hazardous materials response vehicle. Council members and visitors attending the workshop, which starts at 4 p.m., will gather just south of City Hall in front of the former fire station bays to learn more about the rig. If you're not able to attend, we have a photo of the new unit on our website, WTAW.com, along with more background information. The Museum of the American GI is hosting a memorial event this week in honor of Veterans Day. Spokeswoman Emily Mullins says Lest We Forget is in collaboration with the American Veterans Traveling Tribute. She says this memorial differs from ones that list names alphabetically.
This one actually presents the names in the order that they died or went missing in action during the war. So it really speaks to a lot of people because it kind of brings about the chaos and the difficulties of that particular conflict.
Mullins says volunteers will be on hand to help you locate names. Lest We Forget is today through Sunday. A full schedule of events and more information is online at AmericanGIMuseum.org. WTAW News time is 7:08. It's 53 degrees. This look at news brought to you by GroundShuttle.com. More local news at 7:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Traveling can be stressful. Let GroundShuttle.com transport you to and from the Houston airports with ease. Ground Shuttle is a local company that offers frequent and reliable shuttles between Bryan College Station and both IAH and Hobby airports. Commute in comfort with luxury shuttles with reclining seats, power outlets, and Wi-Fi coming soon. So you can take care of business while we take care of the traffic. With Ground Shuttle, your commute to Houston airports has never been easier. And ask about our in-town charter service and luxury limo service in the new Mercedes S350. GroundShuttle.com. Let us do the driving.
Howdy, Brazos Valley. This is Chuck Morrow. For 11 years in a row, Brazos Valley Floor and Design has been voted best of the Brazos by you. That's because we stand by what we sell. We offer the best warranties in the business, including a no-questions-asked guarantee. And with over 1 million square feet of flooring in our warehouse, our selection and prices can't be beat. Come by our showroom and see for yourself what makes Brazos Valley Floor and Design the best. In College Station off Welborn Road across from Rock Prairie.
Josh, what are you working on?
Shotgun shells and clay pigeons.
Did you forget we sell chocolates, not sporting goods?
No, these are chocolate shotgun shells and chocolate clay pigeons.
There's always something new at the Chocolate Gallery to suit your Texas style. Flavors like Chipotle smoked chocolate, habanero, and even Dr. Pepper. And yes, chocolate shotgun shells and clay pigeons that make great gifts and cake decorations too. The Chocolate Gallery, featuring Sienna's Cakes. Open Tuesday through Saturday at 211 North Main Street in downtown Bryan. Visit BCS. BrazosChocolateGallery.com.
Good morning, it's 710, a Brazos Valley weather forecast. It is brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF, go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
Turning mostly sunny for today. We'll have a bit of a breeze. It'll be up close to 70 this afternoon. Some passing clouds and the chance of a passing shower overnight, lows 45 to 50. Lots of clouds, limited sun tomorrow. The chance for a shower in the morning, 60 to 65. Tomorrow night, partly to mostly cloudy, 45 to 50. Clouds and some sunshine for Saturday, high Saturday, 60 to 65. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll take a look at your sports here in just a bit with the offensive and defensive coordinators for Texas A&M football. The A&M basketball team did well on National Signing Day, plus a whole lot more coming up in sports at about 7:50.
So it's 7:11 right now. Adult coloring books.
It's kind of a thing now.
It is. Fancy coloring books. I don't know what that... I don't know if coloring books ever became like a deal. I mean, a long time ago, I remember maybe there were some of them out there. I always hated doing geography maps because that's what we used to have to do back then. Well, and there were all these show-offs who knew how to do this stuff. Like, you know, they would shade the edges of the country darker.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, they'd take a Kleenex and they'd rub it so it'd smooth it out. And, you know, hell, I'm just trying to stay inside the lines, and they're doing that. You know what I mean?
Making everyone look bad.
Well, and that's the thing is when you commit to color, you know, are you one of those people? It's okay if you get outside the lines a little bit? I mean, there are some...
I'm guessing it depends on how OCD you are.
That, and there's some personality quirks that necessarily come out during all this, you know?
Oh, sure. But like puzzles, I find it therapeutic. I mean, I don't color often. Just
okay.
You're a sick, twisted puppy.
No, the few opportunities I've had to sit down with Crayolas or matte pencils and just, you know, shade something, golly, it takes you back.
Well, it's
hard not to.
Now, but I think that puzzles are a little different. Puzzles can be a little bit different than that.
Okay.
Now here's the deal. How about puzzles on the internet?
What?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they are. They're out there. Yeah, you can. There are people out there nodding, going, "Yeah." No,
Do they randomly make you lose a piece, and it's always a corner piece?
No, not at all. No, not at all. It's I'm married to somebody who does that. It's something. It is a deal that people do.
You know, online puzzles.
Yes, sir.
Online puzzle games.
Would that be Jigsaw?
Yeah. Exactly. As opposed to what? Yeah,
logic.
Well, no, those are there too, sure. But yeah, this is so you got that going on.
God, that's just I'm being dyslexic. That's a flipping nightmare.
I understand.
Good Lord.
Well, it's not right for everybody, man. I walk in, look at that, turn around, and go, okay, you know, if that's what you want to do, that's fine.
Well, we were talking about outdated media and media players the other day. We had a CDI growing up.
Okay.
CD Interactive, and they had a Jigsaw game on there.
Okay. Now,
sort of nice.
While we're talking about all this, Target has caught some heat. Have you heard about this?
No. Well, what'd they do?
Well, okay. So everybody wants to get in on the, you know, let's be the first to do Christmas thing.
Okay.
Target has been catching heat from shoppers for offering red sweaters with the phrase "obsessive Christmas disorder."
Now, who gets OCD?
Oh, that's funny. Come on.
Well, now,
come on.
Reaction has been mixed. Some people feeling the company was making light of obsessive compulsive disorder and tweeting about it using the hashtag OCD. Others thought it was humorous. Target spokesperson released the following statement: "We never want to disappoint our guests, and we apologize for any discomfort. We currently do not have plans to remove this sweater."
Well, there you go.
Hey, we're sorry if you're offended, but we made a whole lot of them. Hello. Yeah, that's... you know, I guess thumbs up to that person for making that statement, because, you know... By the way, while we're talking about Target, they're going to be open on Thanksgiving Day, but not until 6 p.m.,
okay.
After most people have had their big meal and they're ready to shop for bargains, and they're not watching a game in Baton Rouge. Anyway, and they'll stay open all night, and all day on Black Friday. This is the second year that they've opened on Thanksgiving. Also, if you don't want to leave home, of course, Target also says the same deals can be found on the website starting on Thursday morning.
So you can get your mobile device while you're watching the Aggie game,
of course,
from Baton Rouge.
The company also says if you spend at least $75, you get a 20% discount to use between December 4th and 13th.
Because you're going to only go back in there and spend the $20.
Yeah, right. Not a penny more. So far, Macy's, Sears, Best Buy, Kohl's, JCPenney, Five Below, Michaels, Sports Authority, and Toys R Us planning to be open on Thanksgiving. Probably some others too, but those are the ones that we know about. Just letting you know. Just in case you think we're in some sort of a tight economy, I don't know if you do or not, and again, that can be a very personal thing. As you notice here, the launch of the video game Call of Duty Black Ops 3. Worldwide sales in 3 days of $550 million. Just saying. Company
wow.
Also says fans of the Activision Blizzard game played more than 75 million hours online in the first 3 days.
Holy cow.
Of those numbers.
That's insane.
And I don't know, you know, again, if I've seen more than 10 seconds of Call of Duty, I'd be surprised. I basically get the gist of it. What can they bring to Black Ops 3 that it was not in Black Ops 2, for instance?
Lots of new maps, new guns.
What kind of new guns? Can they shoot bigger projectiles? I mean, what? Is the splatter pattern bigger? I mean, what's different?
You get new guns because they don't have every gun.
The new
maps is the big one.
Okay.
And that's how they get you, like, on the second go-around for the in-game buys.
Yeah.
Because if you want the new maps, you have to buy them.
Okay, and I see that. I mean, that's how you monetize it. That's worthwhile. But, wow. Okay.
As someone that owns two of those games.
That's what I figured. I was probably getting it straight from the horse's mouth.
Who are you calling a horse?
Hate to sound old, but...
Oh, come on! Come on!
717, but that's okay. Hate to sound old, but this is a story which is kind of interesting. Have either of you guys ever reached out to a famous person and they responded to you?
No.
Don't think so.
No.
Okay. I only had one, a guy named B.F. Skinner, and we exchanged a couple of letters as 40 years ago. Anyway... If you've ever fantasized about writing to some billionaire CEO in hopes of getting a meeting, and again, the word is writing, okay? Ink on paper.
Yeah.
But you never did it because you figured it'd be a waste of time.
It's not.
21-year-old Daniel Jacobs moved to San Francisco. He had no money. He knew no one. He knew he needed to make connections, so he decided, what the heck? So he wrote several captains of industry, CEOs, presidents, top-level executives. He recalls that I let them know that I admired specific work decisions they'd made and character traits that they had displayed publicly. So, in other words, he didn't write just some form letter. He made it specific to that person based on information that he had. He said, and something amazing happened. He got replies. He got lots of replies. The president of Morgan Stanley, the president of NBS, the chief marketing officer of Coca-Cola, Intuit, and many others. Many of them agreed to speak with him, and several became his mentors. Now, for his part, Daniel Jacobs now is a very successful entrepreneur, having started several companies of his own. The president of NBC told him years later why he agreed to meet with the 21-year-old who was a nobody. He said, because in 20 years of business, every single person who reached out to me cold wanted something. They wanted money. They wanted a job. Something. You were the first person who asked only for advice. And if you know who Brian Glazer is, you know who Brian Glazer is?
Name's familiar.
Well, he and Ron Howard have that. Company, I forget what the name of their company
is. We make a buttload of money company?
That one. And that's what he does he reaches out to people. And he meets with them. And you know, some of them have gone well and some of them haven't. But he's written a book about that. And his experience in reaching out to famous people and what the experience was. And again, he's not trying to do anything other than interact with them and get to know something about them. He's not really asking for anything beyond that.
kind of an interesting deal. Again, writing a letter. You hate doing it, but, I mean, think about that. You do actually get a chance to make a connection.
And don't ask for nothing.
Yeah, right, exactly. Just an opportunity to get a little interaction with them.
Tutelage.
Okay, you got Tinder, you got Match.com, you got OkCupid, you got eHarmony, lots of ways to meet new people. Unfortunately, the world of dating has never been really more complicated. If you ever wanted to give a certain someone your number but feared that he or she might be crazy, well, you're not alone. And a new company called Fox, that's spelled P-H-O-X, feels your pain. They will hide your real digits behind a public number for sending and receiving text messages and callers. Yeah.
Ooh. Yep.
Now, the price is $4.95 for 100 messages. Comes with a free week-long trial. So, you can actually interact with a person, but it could be, well, it's in a situation where you feel more comfortable. Again, it's called Fox, P-H-O-X.
So you now have like a phone firewall.
Yeah, okay, that's good. Yeah, exactly. Something like
that's
that.
That's brilliant.
Yeah, it's and again, $4.95 is what it costs. We'll see how it works out.
For all those women that are beating down my door to give them my number.
Looking to earn college credit in less than 3 weeks? Then try a mini-mester class at Blinn College. With a wide variety of courses offered on campus and online, the mini-mester doesn't have to interfere with your break, and it definitely won't break the bank. Blinn's mini-mester courses are a fraction of the cost, and most transfer seamlessly into your university degree plan. Take a class you need for your transcript, or simply try something new. Register today at blinn.edu. Blinn College. Proven.
Good morning, it's 722. Folks at Intercon want to remind you that energy efficiency, well, it's something that you're reminded of, I guess, every month if you're windows are not as efficient as they should be. Your utility bill is higher than it should be. Again, we notice it more when we have cold weather with those north winds whipping through your house. You know which rooms are colder, or maybe you don't know how many windows you have that aren't efficient. Whatever the situation is when it comes to windows and repairing or replacing them, Intercon, the folks to go to, their local company owned and operated by father and son. They have local people who work for them, and windows is what they do. They are specialists when it comes to that. And I mention that simply because they're big box stores and folks otherwise around who basically hire workers for short term to come do that work. And maybe they really don't know exactly how to do that work. Well, you never have to be concerned about that when it comes to Intercon because, again, these are local people who have long-term employees who do the work for them. But most importantly for you, if you need to get work done on your windows, they'll come out, they'll give you an estimate, and they'll leave you alone. They'll never put any high pressure on you. They just don't do that at Intercon. That's one of the great things about dealing with a homegrown company. So give them a call at Intercon at 823-3639.
Are you or is someone you love suffering from sandwich envy? Do you look longingly at other Subway sandwiches and wish they were your own? Not surprisingly, this is a common side effect of the Subway chicken and bacon ranch melt. With tender all-white meat chicken, crispy bacon, Monterey cheddar, and cool creamy ranch on freshly baked bread. Fortunately, there is an effective cure for sandwich envy. Get to Subway and grab your own chicken and bacon ranch melt today. It's that simple. Subway. Eat fresh. Warning, while eating chicken and bacon ranch melt, those around you may begin to suffer from their own sandwich envy.
News Talk 1620, WTAW, it's 724. Well, apparently, for you Star Wars folks, the Force Awakens information keeps coming out. The cover story for next week's issue of Entertainment Weekly, the latest details include the revelation that Leia Organa is no longer called Princess Leia. By director and co-writer J.J. Abrams, he has revealed that Leia will be referred to as General. But there is a moment in the movie where the character sort of slips and calls her Princess. So, you guys care, I can tell. Deeply.
I have tickets already, so I'm not saying that.
Oh! All right. Hey, mark down Joe's Crab Shack is the first big chain that has begun the no-tipping policy for your waiter or wait staff. They still get paid, getting a raise to $14 an hour instead of $2.13 plus tips for working there. Meantime, you don't have to shell out for the tip. Just take the shell off the crab.
Oh.
Thank you. Now, I don't know. I'm not an accountant. I don't play one on the radio. But if you've been paying them $2.13 and now you're paying them $14, I think your employee taxes go up. Not sure, but I think that's probably right. While the Internet
may allow for shopping 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. The reality is that online consumers do most of their browsing during business hours and weekdays. According to the study, leading retail sites receive 40% more visits, 53% more purchases on weekdays than they do on weekend days. A majority of these weekday visits and purchases occur during regular business hours. Just say it. So just click that solitaire and keep it minimized down there, and you can pop it back. Oh, yeah. Oh no, no, wait, you need a spreadsheet up. Yeah, you don't want to be doing that because, after all, while you're shopping online in your cubicle, just saying.
There was a game that I found on my computer that had a click button for that. You click on it, and it would immediately dissolve the game into a spreadsheet.
Oh, perfect. Perfect. As long as you're in a job that you need a spreadsheet, right, then it makes sense. All right, Brazos Valley Weather Forecast, got that for you. It's brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Call skylinecommunications.com. Pretty nice day today. Got some sunshine. Just a little bit of rain came through. Didn't spoil too many things yesterday. High temperature today will be 70. Winds will be out of the north at 10 to 15. 51 for a low temperature tonight under mostly cloudy skies. And then we're looking at probably 64 for the high temperature tomorrow. And tomorrow night, a little cooler at 48. And so enjoy that. And kind of similar temperatures on Saturday if you happen to be going to the ballgame. We're really doing anything this weekend. The weather looks okay. Sunday, we do have a 30% chance of showers popping up with a high temperature of 66. 30% on Sunday night as well. And then Monday, they're calling for a 50-50 chance of showers, just so you can plan ahead. Right now, the winds are out of the north at 5, 62% relative humidity. We've got 55.
This year, give the gift your family is sure to love. Let 2Video Transbrand preserve your precious family films, videos, and photos to DVD and other digital formats. We convert older style photos and slides, 8 and 16 millimeter film, and almost all video formats, even records and tapes, to new quality digital files. 2Video is located in South College Station and online at 2video.ws or call 690-8880 to set up an appointment. You created the memories. Let 2Video help preserve them.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at aggielandrealestate.com.
Well, here's another bright idea from liberals that just didn't seem to pan out the way they intended. The L.A. Unified School District was the first in California to implement a ban on suspending students for defiance in the classroom. Suspending kids was too harsh, it was too mean, and it was too racist because minority kids were hit hardest by suspensions. So liberal educators put in place a more progressive way to handle disruptive kids. They call it restorative justice. It's supposed to resolve conflicts using talking circles and other trust-building methods. As a result, suspensions have all but disappeared in the school district. But the talking circles and other trust-building methods aren't doing the trick either. Defiant students are even more defiant. The LA Times gives an example of a teacher trying to restore order to her class. Many teachers report that since the ban on suspensions, their classes have been taken over by these unruly kids with no consequences for the disruptors. Some teachers are reported to be walking a line between extreme stress and mental breakdowns. Students who want to learn are also suffering. How can they concentrate on their work when the class is being run by hooligans? It's a disaster. But here's what's truly frightening. The libs who implemented this idiotic restorative justice approach never saw it coming. We could be talking about Mizzou for all anybody knows.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
You know the story of Hansel and Gretel. Hansel left breadcrumbs on the trail so they could find their way back home. Well, that's what you do when you use public Wi-Fi or when you shop online. You leave breadcrumbs on the trail for someone to possibly steal your identity and take everything you own. LifeLock uses proprietary technology to detect signs that someone has picked up your breadcrumbs. And unlike free credit monitoring services that only alert you, they have a dedicated resolution staff to help clean things up if all of those breadcrumbs get messy. Now, no one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions in all businesses, but with LifeLock, you can keep doing the things you do and feel better protected. Plans start at only $9.99 a month. Call or visit LifeLock.com now. Use promo code RUSH. That's Rush. And save 10% on your membership. Call 800-440-4833. LifeLock, 800-440-4833.
Howdy, this is Jason Byinski with BCR Realty. Mortgage interest rates are still at an all-time low. However, interest rates are predicted to rise soon, which means less real estate for your buying dollar. Whether buying a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust an agent with over 20 years of real estate experience in effectively finding the best property in the shortest period of time. For friendly hometown family service, please contact Jason Byinski with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at aggielandrealestate.com.
3 years before the founding of Texas A&M, ANCO Insurance was insuring cotton barges carrying cargo on the Brazos River. Today, our clients include farmers and ranchers, large industry and major corporations, as well as the store around the corner. Customer service and the best insurance products and services are our primary focus. We have the experience to help your business in today's stressful times. Visit ANCO Insurance at 1111 Briarcrest Drive in Bryan or call us at 776-ANCO.
WTAW News Time, 7:31. It's 54 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate, Preferred Living. We work where you live. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. Tonight's College Station City Council meeting includes acting on the Brazos Central Appraisal District's request to buy land and build new offices. That follows approval last month by the Bryan School Board and earlier this week by the Bryan City Council.
For the second time, there was a lengthy debate by the Bryan Council. Mayor Jason Byinski was unable to postpone the decision for another 30 days to get BCAD to send an offer to Brazos County to sell land that's already off the tax rolls near the new tax office. Byinski says the city could lose up to $80,000 a year in property tax revenue.
I'm not talking about going back to the BISD building, which I thought was a great idea, or staying in the current building there.
Councilman Mike Sutherland was among those agreeing with BCAD board members.
We've been doing this for a very long time. Nothing's changed. And the only thing was left to be done last time was to get the judge to give us a price on that land, and it didn't happen. So I don't know why we're waiting. We've already been through all this several times, so let's get it done.
Voting for the appraisal district's request were Sutherland, Rafael Pena, Al Sines, and Art Hughes. Byinski and Chuck Connolly voted no. Greg Owens was absent. Appraisal district board member John Flynn said they're not planning to ask the county commission.
We're meeting with the City College Station on Thursday. CSISD, we're on their workshop for November 17th, and then we're going to get that vote. That theoretically was going to be our last vote.
The appraisal district has to get approval tonight from the College Station City Council and next Tuesday from the College Station School Board to avoid making a request to the county. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
The week after a man was saved by two Bryan policemen after he was mauled by two pit bulls, Animal Control has completed their investigation. Animal Center Supervisor Julianne Burkhalter says the two dogs tested negative for rabies. Both owners chose to have their dogs euthanized.
An owner can make that determination if they'd like to have their animal in rabies observation and have the opportunity to take the animal back. They can do that, or if they wish, they can go ahead and have that animal sent for rabies testing. And for rabies testing to occur, an animal must be humanely euthanized.
Burkhalter says the dogs were running at large.
We would always encourage owners to be sure and keep their animal current on their rabies vaccinations and keep them under their control or contained at all times. That assures the safety for the general public and for your animals as well.
And citations were issued to both owners for their dogs running at large and biting the man, who was taken to a local hospital. The College Station Fire Department has unveiled its new hazardous materials response vehicle. What looks a lot like a fire engine replaces two trailers that were used in the past for various incidents. When fully equipped, the nearly $700,000 rig is available throughout the 7-county region of the Brazos Valley Council of Governments. A photo and more information is on our website at WTAW.com. You can also see it this afternoon at 4 when a presentation is made to the College Station City Council south of City Hall in front of the former fire station. The police chief in Marlin has died 10 days after he was shot while working an off-duty security job at a bar in Temple. Daryl Allen had been chief for 6 years. An arrest has been made. 24-year-old Derek Gamble is accused of shooting Allen as the chief was trying to detain him on November 1st. For the first time, students on the Blinn College campus in Bryan have dedicated space for theater productions. Part of a $10 million renovation this summer, the Black Box Theater inside the Student Center debuts its first production tonight.
Not only is there a dedicated stage, lighting, and technical area, Theater Arts Director Greg Wise says there are dressing rooms.
We had a classroom literally on the other side of the student center, and they literally had to go from one side of the student center to the other. I mean, maybe 75, 100 yards. It was quite a trek from the old dressing rooms, quote-unquote, through the kitchen doors and kind of sneaking in the back of the audience.
And the first production is a modern version of a 17th century French comedy called The Liar.
This is very silly, very fun. And even though they're wearing, you know, these cavalier costumes and everything, there are so many modern-day references that, I mean, they even mention iPods, they mention Twitter.
Online at WTAW.com are photos of the new theater and more information about the play, which has evening performances through Saturday and one on Sunday afternoon. A dean at Texas Tech is resigning that post but will remain at the school after improperly changing grades. The dean of Tech's business college, Lance Nail, will step down at the end of next month, but he will remain a professor and chair the board of directors of Tech's Research Innovation Program. An investigation called by Tech's provost determined Nail changed the grades of four students to allow them to graduate. A committee report stated they, quote, found no justification for the changes. Veterans Day celebrations continue throughout the weekend and the Museum of the American GI. Spokeswoman Emily Mullins says Lest We Forget includes several events today through Sunday. Mullins says the main attraction is the Vietnam Memorial Wall, an 80% replica of the wall in Washington, D.C. Unlike other memorials, which list veterans' names in alphabetical order, the Vietnam Memorial presents the names in the order they died or went missing in action.
Along with that, that can make it a little more difficult for people to find the names of their loved ones. So we are going to have a database, and we're going to have volunteers at the event who are going to help you with the name lookup.
A full schedule of events and more information on the museum is online at AmericanGIMuseum.org. WTAW News Time is 7:37. It's 54 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate Preferred Living. More news coming up at 8 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
At Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate, we believe that when you search for a home, your experience online should be as personalized as your experience in the real world. Your decision to call a house home goes beyond the number of bedrooms, baths, and price. Now you can also search by commute time, schools, neighborhoods, parks, public transit, and other things important to your lifestyle. Welcome to the friendliest search in real estate, bhgliving.com.
Nestled out in the Peachtree community, south of College Station, you'll find Peach Creek Vineyards, a unique Texas vineyard and winery. You can bring your own snacks out if you'd like and have a lunch, or you could. They have cracker and cheese trays and other snacks that are available for purchase if you want to do that. But most importantly, you get a chance to relax kind of out in the country, nice and quiet. They have a pavilion that's covered there that overlooks the vineyards and also the ponds out there. And that's available if you'd like for parties, for a special occasion like a graduation or showers or birthday parties or some sort of a family reunion. Actually, even informal weddings, think of Peach Creek Vineyards for that as well. And there are benefits to being a member of the wine club because you can enjoy just discounts on the wines themselves and also renting the facility if you want to use it. With the holidays coming up and you're looking for gifts, remember that they have a lot of gift ideas for the wine lovers on your list in their gift shop. And their new tasting room is complete. It's more room for you to enjoy the fine wines that you'll find at Peach Creek Vineyards. If you'd like some more information on their hours and what they've got going on during the weekends and sometimes some special events, then go to peachcreekvineyards.com.
Celebrate the harvest with a full day of outdoor fun. Bring your family to the Harvest Festival at Royalty Pecan Farms, Saturday, November 14th. It's acres and acres of games, food, vendors, holiday gift ideas, and there's no admission charge. Enjoy the popular farm tour and a day of fall fun just west of Bryan on Highway 21 at the Brazos River. Celebrate the new Royalty Pecan crop at the Harvest Festival, November 14th. Fall fun for the whole family. Brought to you in part by Pilger Tire, Sioux Falls Prater, JM Trailers, and High Point Energy.
Nothing increases the value of your home like a new kitchen or bathroom. I'm Joe Orsak, and since 1998, Marblecraft has specialized in the custom fabrication and installation of granite countertops, cultured marble bathtubs, showers, and vanities in new and existing homes. Call me today at 846-3881 or drop by our showroom at the corner of Carson and Finfeather in Bryan. From tear out to make ready, Marblecraft can handle your entire project. At Marblecraft, we look forward to the privilege of serving you and your family.
Good morning, News Talk 1620 WTAW at 740. We've got weather brought to you by Action Sports, home of the new 2015 Can-Am Spyder, 2015 Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see them yourself. 202 Holloman Drive East, or go to actionsportstx.com.
Turning mostly sunny for today. We'll have a bit of a breeze. It'll be up close to 70 this afternoon. Some passing clouds and the chance of a passing shower overnight. Lows 45 to 50. Lots of clouds, limited sun tomorrow. The chance for a shower in the morning, 60 to 65. Tomorrow night, partly to mostly cloudy, 45 to 50. Clouds and some sunshine for Saturday. High Saturday, 60 to 65. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620. WTAW.
You know, I thought versus Auburn we moved the ball efficiently, but we didn't finish.
That's Coach Jake Spavital, the offensive coordinator for Texas A&M. We'll find out more about the offense, the defense, and the Catamounts. All coming up in sports here in just a little bit. Also, National Signing Day was yesterday for basketball, and Texas A&M did pretty well for themselves. All that and more coming up here in about 10 minutes.
So if you're going to be air traveling during the holidays, you know, it gets a little bit hairy around Thanksgiving. So if I was to say to you boys, okay, name the three busiest airports during the Thanksgiving holiday period, that's Wednesday and Sunday, you know, the travel to and travel back. So, like, name one of the three busiest airports during that time
JFK.
Period.
JFK.
Chicago or Atlanta.
Okay. Okay, Chicago is in there at number two. JFK is at number six.
This is
the most interesting list I've seen because, yeah, generally Atlanta and O'Hare is in there. Number one is LAX. Number two is O'Hare. Number three is San Francisco.
Really?
Number four.
All the
is,
people avoiding LAX.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Number four is Denver. Maybe skiers. I don't know. Yeah. Five is Boston Logan, which really doesn't make any sense to me. Then Orlando, then Newark. Then DFW at number nine and Hartsfield at number 10. What's going on there?
Really?
Maybe Hartsfield is so business-centric. Maybe that's the reason it's not.
That might, yeah.
And nobody's going to Las Vegas for Thanksgiving, huh? I mean, can you think of a happier place to be?
Oh, God.
Anyway, I thought that was an interesting deal. While we're talking about airlines, and I think there's a YouTube video of this, flight from Chattanooga to Dallas. One of the passengers looked out the window during the flight yesterday, saw fuel leaking from a loose gas cap. It was a baby jet, so it had 40 passengers on it. Had to make an emergency landing in Huntsville, Alabama. The airline...
I thought you meant it still had training wings on.
Oh, yeah. No. Not just what I call those smaller ones, baby jets. Anyway, the airline reportedly told passengers that whoever filled the plane with fuel in Chattanooga didn't tighten the gas cap down correctly. However, a pilot was interviewed, you know, so it lands at Huntsville, Alabama, and that made the TV news there in Huntsville. And so they went and interviewed a pilot, and he said, first of all, the passengers... we're never in danger. It's not the first time this has ever happened, and it's not the last time that it'll happen either.
Of course, it's not.
He said, I have never known of it to cause any kind of fire or catastrophic failure or crash. It's just like when you leave from the pump and you didn't put the cap back on or you didn't close the door to your, you know.
That's why you watch these pilots in small planes pre-flight the crud out of them. Yeah. There's all kinds of little nifty things you can forget.
Well, apparently this guy didn't, or gal, whoever happened to be flying the plane. But so you got that going on for you. So I mentioned this a little while ago, and there's video of this out there. A skier caught on video surviving a 1,600-foot fall in Alaska.
Holy cow.
Professional skier named Ian McIntosh filming an extreme sports movie. That's your first mistake. When he took a spill down the mountains. Witness Todd Jones described the fall as the most terrifying crash I'd ever seen. Miraculously, Ian walks away relatively unhurt. Video of the accident, of course, has gone viral. Hundreds of thousands of views because, after all, people want to watch catastrophic things. Especially if they survive.
Well,
that's okay. But if they don't survive, it wouldn't be so good. But yeah,
it's that morbid curiosity of somebody sitting here doing a radio show, going, "I got to see this guy fall 1,600 feet," and I'm looking at it on the air right now.
Yeah, see, that's it. That's why people go to NASCAR. I'm just that's why they do that. Just saying. All right, so here we go. According to new research, guys. Oh, men think that they're doing their equal share of work at home, even when we're not. Study from the Pew Research Center found a significant gender gap in how moms and dads describe their household distribution of labor. Half the moms in the survey said that they did more than their husbands when it came to household chores. Only a third of the dads claimed the same thing. Meanwhile, 56% of fathers said that the household work was split equally. Well, sure it is.
That couch isn't going to hold itself down.
Yeah.
gravity check.
Yeah, moms don't agree. The reason for the disconnect, or men's chore goggles, I love that word, chore goggles, as Jessica Valenti puts it, she authored the thing, lies in the details. Essentially, while men may be getting better at doing their equal share of physical activities like cooking or washing dishes or disciplining or whatever, okay, moms are still picking up the slack when it comes to those less tangible things that need to be done, like making sure the kids get to where they need to be, keeping tabs on whether or not there's milk or toilet paper or the other things that need to be. Because again, guys, we pretty much just hang out, right?
Pretty much.
We're there, okay, everything seems to be all right, good, see you later, yeah, all the doors and windows work, all right, then I'm gone.
Yeah, it's good. Depends on the division of labor. I mean, if you've got all the outside stuff,
yeah,
and you're doing that in July in Texas,
yeah,
you get points for that.
Yeah, you're saying I get extra points, yeah, that's just...
Because it's 11,000 degrees when you're mowing.
Just saying, though, just so you understand that's it. We're not going to do it right now, but we'll do it in just a little while. We have a survey from the Happiness Institute in Denmark. How would you like to be working there? The Happiness Institute.
Well, you know it's not always.
Well,
it can't be.
Yeah. Got another squabble going on at the Happiness Institute. Once again, they're disagreeing on what they're happy about.
It's like the George Carlin thing.
Yeah.
Maybe I've had 37 nice days in a row, and by God, it's time for a crappy day.
Speaking of George Carlin quote of the day. Just think about the average stupid person, and know there are half as many people who are dumber than that. Did you hear about the Texas guy who went for a pedicure? And he's been over 6 months recovering. His name's Christopher Salisbury. Went to the Hollywood Nails and Spa in McKinney after his wife suggested he get a pedicure. So Chris says the staff soaked his feet in water for a few minutes. Next thing he knew, they were all swollen. He explains, I couldn't put my shoes and socks on. Employees wrapped his feet in towels and drove him to the urgent care place where the doctor said that he needed a burn specialist. Turns out he had second-degree burns because the water was too hot.
Holy cow.
How did you not know that?
Chris, no kidding. Hey, buddy, it's your feet.
Yep. Those are some thick calluses.
I guess so. Anyway, so he spent 8 days in the hospital, needed a home health care nurse for 6 months. Now he's doing better. State of Texas investigating the salon. Oh, look, if it's that temp again, how did he not know? And he can't be the only one. Unless he's hypersensitive to the temperature, right? I mean, if the temp was the same in basically all those little soaking pans that they use, wouldn't other people be suffering the same thing? I'm a little skeptical.
That seems weird.
I'm going to kind of side on the nail salon place for right now until we hear a little bit more. But anyway, that's the story coming out of McKinney.
At what point is their personal responsibility?
Guys, brand new pool store is now open. Located in the Tower Point Shopping Center next to HEB, the pool store is your one-stop shop for a full line of pool chemicals, supplies, equipment, and pool toys. The pool store beats any competitors in town, pricing, service, selection, and quality. With the pool store's price match guarantee, you'll get the lowest price on the highest quality products every time. Open 9 to 7 Monday through Saturday, noon to 5 on Sunday. The Pool Store by the Pool Guy.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Look younger in minutes at Childs Dermatology. The Beta Lift X Salicylic Acid Peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Childs Dermatology, you can buy 6 Beta Lift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click childsdermatology.com.
Larry Eckert has made a good name for himself as a businessman in his Illinois community, but it's what he does in his spare time that's earned him even greater respect, as well as a nickname, the Flagman. Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. For the past several years, Larry Eckert has traveled thousands of miles to attend as many military funerals as he's able, nearly 100 so far and counting. He arrives at each one with a single purpose in mind, to honor the life of a fallen soldier he never knew. For Larry, that takes American flags, and lots of them. With the help of local volunteers, he lines a fallen soldier's entire funeral route with the stars and stripes atop 10-foot poles. Larry does it to honor these American heroes in his own special way. But every time the flags are raised, something else happens. The patriotic display naturally draws a crowd. By the time the funeral procession passes by, the road is not only lined with flags, but with the entire community gathered in support. The flagman's actions are a valuable reminder. Freedom isn't free. And that's why, as Larry points out, the soldiers who have defended our country deserve every bit of tribute they can get. In that spirit, let's go out of our way today to show respect and gratitude for those who have fought to preserve our liberties. To help your family thrive, go to FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
My name is Dale Pazinski, and this is how I live United. I volunteer with United Way, helping the homeless in my community by teaching computer skills and helping them build a basic resume to save on their very own USB drive. It's huge when somebody says, "Hey man, that job that you helped me apply for, I got it." My name is Dale Pazinski. I help people achieve financial independence. So I don't just wear the shirt, I live it.
Give, advocate, volunteer, live United. Go to liveunited.org, brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Andro 400, I really love it. I've lost 50 pounds. I was a size 38 waist. I've gone down to a 32 waist. My mood has changed. I don't get stressed out. It gave me so much more energy. It feels like I'm 25. I'm so happy. I'm just a completely different man.
Guys, if you'd like to see results like Dave Ryan's, try Andro 400, the safe, inexpensive way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
Howdy and good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports. It is 7:51. Texas A&M football was as high as number 8 in the country after 5 in a row. Now they're unranked and lost 3 of the last 4. Last week, the Aggies gave up 300 yards on the ground, and defensive coordinator John Chavis said that is unacceptable.
Go back on last week's practice. Really felt like the preparation was as good as we had. We get into the game, and I didn't do enough to help them early with the adjustments, but I take ownership, and I told the kids yesterday, this is my defense right now. And until it gets to the standard that we're looking for, it's going to continue to be my defense. And we're certainly going to work our butts off to reach that standard.
The Aggie offense has been less than stellar as well, scoring an average of just 12 points in the last 3 losses. Offensive coordinator Jake Spavitaugh says the team's been able to move the ball. It just needs to find the end zone.
One of the main things is we just got to finish. You know, I thought versus Auburn we moved the ball efficiently, but we didn't finish. We got it. We can't leave too many points out there on the field. And, you know, in this league, you don't know how many opportunities you're going to get. You know, when you get 9 drives, you know, you can say 10, but we didn't count the last one at the end of the first half. But, you know, you had 9 solid drives to go out there and move the ball. And, you know, and we just didn't capitalize on punching it in the end zone. And if you punch it in the end zone, those numbers are going to increase anyways.
Saturday, the guys will try and get things in order against Western Carolina. Kickoff set against the Catamounts for 6 o'clock. The Fan Zone broadcast with Tom and Scott gets underway at 3 on News Talk 1620 WTAW. It was a busy signing day for A&M men's basketball. The 2015 class even got a bump with a late boost from shooting guard Kobe Eubanks. He signed to join the program, a 6'5" prospect. Eubanks is considered a big talent with scoring ability, and he'll join the Aggies at the semester break this December. J.J. Caldwell, one of the top guard prospects in the state of Texas, officially signed, as did Robert Williams, who is regarded as the top prospect in the state of Louisiana, and he's also in the ESPN 100. The ladies got a little bounce as they head into the basketball season. Seniors Courtney Walker and Courtney Williams made the All-Southeastern Conference preseason first team, and senior Jordan Jones made the second team. A&M was also picked to finish third in the vote by conference coaches. Ladies will open up the regular season at 6 o'clock tomorrow night against Texas State. The guys will follow against USC Upstate, both live from Reed Arena. Texas A&M junior Karis Yokin earned Southeastern Conference Women Cross Country Scholar Athlete of the Year Award in a vote by the SEC coaches. Yokin, an A&M Consolidated graduate, finished 5th at the SEC Championships and holds a perfect 4.0 grade point average in business honors. The Texas A&M softball team will take on McLennan at 5 o'clock today. This time it'll be a 10-inning exhibition game at the Aggie Softball Complex. The game was originally set for yesterday at 5, but got postponed due to rain. and hop over to the hardwood of the NBA.
Hard weaving his way by three defenders all the way to the rim and scores like he was taking his driver's test.
Harden led the Rockets with 23 points, but it wasn't enough as Bjorn Bogdanovic came off the bench to score a season-high 22 points and lead the Brooklyn Nets to a 106-98 victory over the Houston Rockets. The Nets entered the game 0-7. The Rockets had won four in a row after they opened the season 0-3. Dirk Nowitzki scored a season-high 31 points to lead the Dallas Mavericks to a 118-108 victory over the Los Angeles Clippers, and Dallas coach Rick Carlisle said it was an important win, even though it's early in the season.
Yeah, this is a fun team, even though, you know, we're still scrambling here. This is a fun team because, you know, these guys are smart. They have a lot of wisdom amongst them. And they understand what you got to do to win. And that's why, you know, last night was really disappointing to all of us. And so, hey, tonight was a circle the wagons night. And the guys got together and they found a way. It was a very important win for us.
And finally, LaMarcus Aldridge scored 23 points in his return to Portland and led the San Antonio Spurs to a 113-101 victory over the Portland Trail Blazers. Aldridge added 6 rebounds as well. Kawhi Leonard finished with 20 points for the Spurs. And that's your sports. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Step back in time as you view an award-winning display of operational military vehicles and artillery at the Tires, Tracks, and Tents Rally Saturday, November 21st. See World War II cars, tanks, and half-tracks, Vietnam PBR, Cobra helicopters, and more. Explore narrated World War II living history camps, historic small arms weapons displays, and Huey helicopter rides for an additional cost. Gates open at 10. It's the Tires, Tracks, and Tents Rally Saturday, November 21st at the Museum of the American GI, just south of town off of Highway 6. Click AmericanGIMuseum.org for more info.
Howdy, Brazos Valley. This is Chuck Morrow. A warranty is only as good as a company who offers it. That's why Brazos Valley Floor & Design has been voted best of the Brazos for 11 years in a row. We stand by what we sell. We offer the best warranties in the business, including a no-questions-asked guarantee. Come by our showroom and see for yourself. Our selection and prices won't be beat. Visit Brazos Valley Floor & Design in College Station off Welburn Road across from Rock Prairie.
Kevin O'Connor in the studio with Jen Zweiker from Zweiker & Associates. Now, we've been at historically low interest rates for a historically long period of
long
time. I think everyone realizes the amount of money that can be gained or lost in these situations. It's not something to freak out about, but it's certainly something you want to address if you're looking at buying or selling.
It is something to be aware of, and I think people don't know how to quantify that for themselves. And so the example that I've been giving for a while is, you know, first of all, interest rates will go up. Are
sure
they going to jump? They're probably not going to jump, but you can count on at least a point in the next year or two. So the example I give is if you're taking out a loan for $200,000 for a 30-year note, 4.25% interest, if it jumps up to 5.25% interest, you're looking at an increase of $120 a month, so $1,400, $1,500 in a year. Or instead of a $200,000 loan, you can now afford $178,000 loan.
So you can get a whole lot more house if you act well, strike while the iron is hot, as it were.
With just the difference of 1 point.
To find out more, all you have to do is go to zarealestate.com and they can hold your hand all the way through the process.
News Talk 1620, WTAW is about a minute till. Show called Portlandy, which I find amusing. It's a little odd, but
yeah, it's kind of fun though.
But one of the episodes had to do with how do you advance broccoli? I think broccoli was losing out in the list of vegetables to be consumed, so they had to try to come up with a marketing scheme for that. And that came to mind as I'm reading this story. Let's say
it's celery.
Oh, was it celery? Yeah. You're right. Okay. Guess right, because they were trying to come up with new
ants on a log. Come on.
Yeah. Okay. You are garlic. All right? Now, we know what garlic is. So what can we possibly do to make garlic increase its market share, if you will? How do we boost sales of garlic? You guys got any ideas as to what we would do?
Marketing 101, anything sexual or something along those lines.
Candied.
Nope. He got it.
Oh, add sugar?
82 women were asked to smell.
No, add sexuality. Oh.
82 women were asked to smell the pads from men's underarms that had eaten garlic in the last 12 hours. Overwhelmingly, those men were more attractive to women when they ate garlic. So, if you eat garlic and you sweat, you got it made.
That's a load of...
Believe that?
Yeah, in the bedroom. Hey, you want some garlic?
How
anyway,
you doing?
And you know, the thing is, it could be the antibacterial action of garlic makes everything smell sweeter.
except
yeah,
your
go with that.
Except your breath. I'm just saying. I believe it's marketing from the garlic people.